And we get to the moment everybody's been waiting on.
Happy
Even though
birthday.
my co-host put this in a similar manner of when The Undertaker went against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30. That wasn't a Brock Lesnar needed, but Brock Lesnar took advantage of it. Well, the same thing that happened for Gunther inside like main event when he is the
Gunther.
final opponent for one never seen 17 John Cena.
The greatest of all time.
Okay, I'm done now.
The it was a good match.
Time.
It was a good match. Very good match.
It was better than I thought it was going to be. It really
but,
was.
But.
Because I was,
people.
I was literally was expecting that match to be absolute crap. I really did. I did.
So they outdid your expectations.
They exceeded my expectations. I thought it was going to be straight up dog crap. I thought it was going to get the five moves of Doom, and Gunther just simply ragdolling this behind. That's what I thought it was going to get.
You thought it was going to treat him like he did when he fought Brock Lesnar?
Basically, and I'm like, and I was saying to myself, they better not do that because we would see it, we'd be bored. That's not what we want to see. And thankfully, they did not book the match that way.
Okay, cool. Without going into the finish, everything, just the match itself.
Did it? Pass.
You said pass.
If I talk about this, the finish is getting put into it. So I'm gonna just wait until pass. That's cold. Pass.
So this match was good. The problem is
the finish
for the people in attendance at Washington, D.C., those
for thousands
watching,
in attendance, millions watching around the world.
The finish of this match left people
angry.
Angry.
We all got told us, suck it!
Angry and
angry.
Frustrated and
bitter,
upset, and
petty,
sharing tears. It literally had a feeling of WrestleMania 30. Now that I think about it,
well, yeah, I was gonna say the finish in terms of the crowd reaction, it was similar to WrestleMania 30 for us, and to go way, way, way back, back in the WWF days when. San Martino lost to Ivan Koloff when he lost the WWF championship to him in January 1971. People were saying that Madison Square Garden was absolutely silent. They didn't even boo until like about 2 minutes later when it all registered, which is understandable because San Martino had the title for 7.5 years.
Which is kind of ironic. It's simply how that happened because John Cena, Mr. Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, Never Give Up, gave up to Gunther.
Oh, sorry.
And he did it smiling, too. That's the part that people forgot. He did it smiling. He smiled while tapping. He was happy to tap out.
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, he did this. He said, I gave you all I had. And I think he knew how this was going to go. Because, I mean, he kind of chose what he wanted, how he wanted to go out, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But all the fire's going to go at one man. That'll be one Paula Vic Triple H. In which the crowd booed him when he came up with the rest of the locker room to salute John Cena.
Thing was, they barely booed Gunther. But they had all the smoke for Triple H. All the smoke.
Now, before I know,
Paul deserves every mother loving boo.
Hey, how much did John Cena deserve? He had a reason.
Collateral damage.
Hey, he's collateral in, and his retirement match.
Because you
he literally got to choose what he wanted to do.
You shouldn't have allowed them to make your retirement match suck at the finish. That's your fault. And you know what? I don't feel bad for you. Now, all this crying online and all that, that's too much. But to be in that building in that moment, see that trash, and boo, you have every right. You spent your hard-earned money, and TKO Holdings has went up on what you have to pay to see this stuff, to get that. Which is live, cool. You should boo. And you should have booed him the whole time he did his interview, not just at the beginning. Y'all should have, somebody should have went, somebody with a little taste of change should have went and got some waters and passed them out to everybody that was still there, so everybody could have a nice, hydrated throat, thorax, to continue to boo, you suck, Paul. That's what they should have said. And they did curse at him, and he deserved that too.
Why? Because John Cena tapped out.
No, he deserved that because you took what should have been a moment to pass the torch to a young wrestler, not someone that's almost 40, and elevate them and put them in the light and get them seen, whether they're in NXT, whether they're on the main roster, or even if you decide to do somebody from TNA that you was going to steal in 6 months anyway. Either way. Because when them people's contract up, y'all know what it is. Come on now. We about to have an influx of former TNA wrestlers at NXT and WWE. That's just be real.
That's why I wanted to. That's why I wanted to go to Cool. Because Cool coming from a different angle, even though he's with people, he's coming from a different angle. It's his angle is Gunther shouldn't even have been in that position.
No.
Everybody else's angle is the fact that John Cena tapped out.
Gunther should not have been the one there. John Cena should not have tapped out because you've built all these years of, you know, never give up, never give up. You're going to smile and give up at the end.
I find it to be poetic. I find it to be poetic for me. It's him saying, yep, this is the end of the road for me.
Of course you did. You got your smile. The last time in that t-shirt too, don't you?
Hey, he smiled. So I knew. I was like, oh, he smiled while he tapped out. Oh, so he
but
wanted this.
But see, the thing is this. Him passing out would have been even more poetic. Because him passing out would have been like, all right, John Cena is not going to give up. But this time he can't break it. He don't have the strength to break it. So he's just going to have to pass out. Leaving John Cena in a pile on the floor, on the mat, while your hand is raised, would be more impressive. But again, not Mr. 40, 38 to 40. We don't need him to do that. We need somebody 25 to 30. You know what I'm saying? We complain about we don't like the stars and we don't have nobody to cheer for. You don't have nobody to cheer for because they don't give you anybody to cheer for. All they want to do is overuse 50 and 60-year-olds, finally start promoting you and give you some shine when you're 40-plus. And all the young guys are just supposed to get beat up and go after the Intercontinental Championship, nothing, go back to NXT, or be tag teams.
I'm sort of with you, Cool, in terms of why this had to be good. As soon as I saw Gunther was in that tournament, I'm like, great. So why are we having the tournament?
Exactly.
I mean, even though Cool didn't literally come out and say it, but as soon as I said Gunther was winning it, he pretty much was like, yeah.
I was like, why is he in the tournament? Because to me, I didn't have a problem with the finish. Even because I storyline wise, I get the rationale. Here's a guy who is the pillar of never quitting and never surrendering, and that was good for the balance of the character's career. But now, since he's not going to have another match ever again, okay, I get why he has to tap. The issue that I have is the main issue I have is actually along the lines of Cool. I get why they did it with Gunther. I didn't want him to do it. This is how I would book it. That opening match, I would test Trick Williams to go up against Cody Rhodes. That's what I would have done. And have Obi be in Gunther's position in the main event.
You could have went with the man who basically glazed John Cena every chance he get, Carmelo Hayes.
Or Carmelo. You could pull a heel turn and be like, okay, yeah, two Bostonians going at it. And then I mean, Carmelo would have definitely needed the boost. Because I agree with you, Cool. Gunther doesn't really need it. He already retired Goldberg, and he's probably going to – and here's what's even worse. He's probably going to retire Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam next year.
Look, Brock Lesnar and AJ Styles.
Then later on, until 26, AJ Styles. Then in 2027, they'll have a Legend Killer match at WrestleMania, and then he'll retire.
He'll tap out Nikki Bella. Y'all stole my thunder. I was saving that. Dang. I was saving that.
I thought we when the clips get shooting, you don't know which one is the reserves.
I was saving that, saying
they making Gunther the retirement man.
Yeah.
And that's a bad thing, though. It's not a good thing. It's a bad thing.
They called you the Legend Killer. I will be the Career Killer.
Every one of these is another opportunity to boost.
If he say that tonight, I'm going to laugh. If he says that tonight.
Right? So instead of taking those opportunities to boost people up, you're going to say, Gunther. Go make them tap out.
Yeah, because I agree with you, Cool. I'm like, Gunther really didn't really need this.
He didn't really need it. Just like Brock Lesnar didn't need to be the one.
Yeah, to end Undertaker's streak. Yeah.
But if you have to think about it, it's a similar path. You didn't hear from Brock Lesnar until the time for the Undertaker.
Right. Similar path.
You didn't hear about Gunther. You didn't hear about Gunther until it's time for that tournament.
Well, we knew he was coming back. And when they said he was in the tournament, you already knew what it was.
Yeah. As soon as I heard that, Gunther's in the tournament. It's gonna be him versus Cena. I'm like, really? It's like I did not want Cena to go against him in his last match. I'm like, okay.